Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They were justly a shipwrecked crew.
Oh, yeah.
Right. But I mean, before you know it, you're out there, the boat breaks down, you know, and then randomly, for no particular reason, they bomb you from the sky.
Out of nowhere.
Totally out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, according to Democrats.
Any American who sees the video that I saw will see the United States military attacking shipwrecked sailors. Bad guys. But... attacking shipwrecked sailors. Now, there's a whole set of contextual items that the admiral explained. Yes, they were carrying drugs.
Okay. Well, they're not giving up, Lee. They dispatched the liar-in-chief, Adam Schiff, who made up the Russia collusion hoax, claimed he had seen the evidence. It was just classified. He couldn't tell us. Later censured by Congress for lying. So nobody better. They need a good liar, a convincing liar. They go get Adam Schiff. Notice he uses that same phraseology, shipwrecked crew. What were they on, a three-hour tour?
Exactly. The SS Minnow, yeah.
A three-hour tour? Gilligan, the skipper too. The millionaire.
Ginger or Marianne?
And that's his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, whatever. Yeah, just a shipwrecked crew like that. Like, it's like killing Gilligan. Who does that?
Yeah.
Based on what you know, do you believe these boat strikes are legal?
No, I don't. They're unlawful. They're unconstitutional. And killing two people who are shipwrecked at sea is also morally repugnant.
Shipwrecked at sea. They're just a little down on their luck, Lee. They just, you know, their boat broke.
Broke down, yeah.
Yeah, from the strike from the air.
Right.
Right. Those people. Okay. Who are these people? Just a shipwrecked crew. Well, here's Congressional Representative Pat Harrigan, who is also, by the way, a former Green Beret. And in the course of his service, he encountered the cartels on some occasions. I'll let him tell you who these people are.
I don't know why we have Democrats that are just absolutely adamant about protecting narco-terrorists. I fundamentally don't understand it. Let me paint this picture for you here, because we got all this stuff going up on the Hill today about Second Strike and what, you know, Pete Hegseth has done, which is totally legal. But when I was a special operator, I was shown a video of cartel members cutting the leg off of a man with a hacksaw above the knee. They then proceeded to bludgeon the man to death with his own leg, using his knee as the head of the hammer. These are the type of people that Democrats are protecting, and I fundamentally do not understand why. All of this is contrived political machinations to try to destabilize the Department of War and President Trump's presidency. While all President Trump is trying to do is actually save 100,000 Americans a year from dying. This is ridiculous.
Or, Lee, it's a shipwrecked crew. As Adam Schiff has explained this, I want to remind you of the more than 3,000 strikes Barack Obama did against people who were declared terrorists, including one 16-year-old minor who was a U.S. citizen.
Yeah.
He was with his dad, who was a terrorist. I'm not criticizing that. Them's the breaks.
No.
But for the people who had no problem with that to act all up in arms about this?
And as you pointed out, the manual on the law of war makes it explicit that killing people who are shipwrecked is illegal, is a violation of law. I also think that all of these strikes are unlawful. They're a form of extrajudicial killing. These boats are not invading the United States in an armed assault.
They're not invading the United States. Okay.
Okay. What was the destination then? What were they carrying? And you would think that narco-terrorists would be unarmed?
Well, the way the Democrats are spinning it now, if you hear this from your liberal friends, so you know what they're leaving out, was that they're saying, oh, well, this particular ship, yeah, you know, it turns out that it was supposed to meet up with another ship, offload the drugs, and the drugs were going to go to Europe, not America.
So?
Yeah, that's what I said. Well, okay.
Your point.
But so they what, interdicted them before they got to the other ship? No, the other ship never showed up. So they were still headed to America? Yeah. Okay, that's your big break there on CNN. Wow, that's wow. Okay, wow, okay. That's great. Anyway, same guy, former Green Beret, now Congressional Representative Pat Harrigan, reminds us of how Obama did this a lot.
This is contrived for political purposes and political purposes only. I've told people throughout this whole last week that if they're serious about charging Pete Hegseth for war crimes on this, they need to do a deep dive into the over 3,000 people that President Obama ordered killed through drone strikes.
Thank you.
Where hundreds of those were second strike strikes. Mm-hmm. Let's be real. This is not anything other than Democrats playing politics. I really don't understand why they're protecting narco-terrorists.
Because they're the same people that bring them their voters. That's why. And they need the drug sales to fund the voter drive. That's why. You know, I actually think this isn't about the ships, Lee. I really do.
Well, it never is about what you think it's about.
I think they're trying to get Hegseth out.
Right.
Because he has done such a good job of securing the border. It is fully locked down. It is a militarized zone. They never saw that coming. Trump didn't do that the first time. They cannot get their people in. Do you remember the illegal immigrants? By their people, I mean the illegal immigrants. They did not last time. Remember, they were able to shoo and get the border open periodically. They'd shoo and say, no, Trump's got to do Obama's rules. Why? Because a liberal judge said so. And then Trump would have to open the border and 15,000 people would stream over it before he could close it again. Right. They could work their way through court. They thought that was the party was going to continue. They didn't think P. Hegseth would be out there with tanks and Humvees, droning people from the sky on the border. They can't move their voters in. And Trump's getting them out. We're over 2 million now. This is really bad. So what they're trying to do is get rid of Pete Hegseth because they want someone who will unsecure and insecure the border, the actual border. And if they have to get their voters here by sea, they can do that. They have internationally, the UN and all the people who pay to invade our country with their money. I mean, if you've ever seen them, they will literally roll up to Europe with those tankers. I mean, massive tankers. And then the hatch falls down and thousands of people storm onto the shore. So they want to be able to do that, too. So they got to get them here. They feel like they got to keep going. So, I mean, I think that's what this is about. But I just thought that was outrageous. I mean, they're taking advantage of, like, figure people don't know Obama did any of that.
Yeah.
Or Bush, for that matter.
Yeah. Or Clinton. Or
right. But the problem with Hegseth is he's not a typical Trump appointee. He's loyal to Trump, in other words. They haven't figured out how to corrupt him. And he keeps following orders. Unlike many previous Trump appointees who usually turn on him and do what the Uniparty does once, he's not doing it. And so this is the pressure campaign is what they want to do. So shipwrecked crew.
Yeah, good grief.
You know, at some point, if you really want to be credible, that's going too far, don't you think? Like mm-hmm. shipwrecked crew.
Yeah. That's just.
Nobody believes that. Nobody believes it. So, okay, we'll see how this goes. But look, they're trying to get the military to disobey orders, anything to get those borders back open. By the way, I wanted to point out this whole idea. By the way, now Tammy Duckworth is the other side of this equation, the senator, and she's out there. She's got military service. And she's out there saying, we need to pick them up. Yeah, right. So you could bring them home, right, and keep them?
Yeah.
That's what they want to do. They want to keep them. They want to keep them in a sanctuary city. And look, when you hear Adam Schiff say, like, shipwreck crew and we should render aid and we should bring him home and he's just a Maryland man and all of that kind of stuff, I want you to remember who these people are and what they will tolerate. This is a press release from Department of Homeland Security just about Illinois. Governor J.D. Pritzker's Sanctuary, Illinois, ignored detention requests on 1,700 criminal illegal aliens who are violent criminals. This is just the violent criminals, Lee, not all of them. Yeah. Just the violent criminals since Trump took office, including more than 1,700 criminal illegal alien murderers, pedophiles, and kidnappers. He turned them loose rather than handing them over to ICE for deportation. By the way, that was a total of 4,000 detainers ignored, but 1,700 murderers, sexual predators, weapons offenses. Listen to this. 141 assaults, 24 dangerous drug offenses, 15 weapons offenses, 10 sexual predatory offenses, 23 burglaries, 4 robberies. And then among the total 4,015 aliens in custody right now in Illinois jurisdiction that currently they have detention orders on, ICE is trying to get them. They haven't been released yet, but they're refusing to turn them over. You want to hear this crowd?
Oh, yeah.
So this is another 4,000, okay, on top of the 1,700. ICE has filed detainers for all of them. So far, Illinois is refusing to turn them over, but has not yet released them. Listen to this. Can you imagine this population going into, out here in America with us? 4,015 aliens charged with the crimes of 51 homicides, 1,100 assaults, 107 burglaries, 36 robberies, 275 dangerous drugs offenses, 120 weapons offenses, and just a mere 813 sexual predatory offenses. And if precedent, comes true, he's going to let all them out too. Just let them out. So when the Democrats are like, hey, it's just a shipwreck crew. Well, it's just 813 sexual predatory offenses. Just 51 homicides. You got to understand what the Democrat standard is here. They love them some criminals. By the way, did you see Zohran Mamdani has hired as his advisor on the prison system and the justice system a convicted armed robber who did time at Rikers to advise him?
Well, at least he's got on the job experience.
Yeah. Democrat.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Okay, we're going to try opening up the final hour of the show, probably till Christmas. See how it goes for phone calls. So you can give me a call now, 800-905-0989. That is the same number as the text line, 800-905-0989. We'll layer it in with the rest of the stuff. Folks, there have been several mathematical mysteries that I have tried to solve, and I've talked to you about them many times on this show. Most especially how you can almost double spending in the last 5 years, really more like 4.5. Where is it going? We printed the money to pay everybody to stay home, right? Businesses, we're paying businesses $30,000 a pop. People to stay home month after month. We printed that. We reprinted every year. We didn't stop spending that because it's continuing resolution. That's a lot of money and we're not paying people to stay home. Where is it going? I think about it, if you sat around trying to figure out how to spend that, that'd be hard. Unless you're doing fraud. If you listen to my Battleground America podcast yesterday, I kept it short on purpose. Just laying out billion after billion after billion after billion after billion of fraud. I started to ask the question, should we have any national debt at all? Can we actually balance our budget if we cut the fraud out? And I'm beginning to think it's possible. Almost every day now, Dr. Oz is coming out with news of the massive fraud. And it's not just the Somalis who are ripping us off. It's the Democrats and the insurance companies, too. I thought they loved Luigi Mangione. I thought they wanted more dead CEOs. They love him. Can you imagine if the liberal media let their sheeple know that 35% of the Obamacare money is being stolen by a conglomeration of Democrats and insurance companies? It's crazy. Dr. Oz just laid out the latest. He has uncovered, this is incredible, 4.4 million fraudulent or improper enrollments in Obamacare. And by the way, any one of those could be a mom and a child, dad filing for an entire family. 4.4 million? The federal government paid on every one of them. So fraud.
The Government Accountability Office just released a shocking interim report on widespread fraud within Obamacare. Let me explain what's going on. During the pandemic, the previous administration took a variety of actions that weakened crucial safeguards. For example, they eliminated common sense income verifications, which are central to making sure people actually qualify for the program. They also expanded the number of people who got completely free health insurance via what are called $0 premium plans, which is a huge problem because if you don't pay anything for a plan, you might forget that you have it, or you may be enrolled in it by an unscrupulous insurance broker without your knowledge. To date, we've received complaints from hundreds of thousands of Americans who didn't know they were enrolled in an Obamacare plan until they got paperwork from the IRS related to their tax credits. So, why was this allowed to happen? Because the past administration prioritized achieving big program enrollment numbers over protecting program integrity.
Now they're trying to get the illegals on. You can't take in 12 million people when there aren't enough jobs for Americans and you got to feed them, clothe them, put, shelter and pay for their health care. You're going to have to hide them on the Obamacare rolls. The insurance companies figured it out and they jacked the place up with fraud. Listen to what's going on. They turned the fraud controls down to zero. All you have to get if you're an insurance agent is a person's name and birth date. No social security number. Nobody cares. You turn that in, you get paid. Most specifically, the federal government pays the Obamacare subsidy to the insurance company, and you get a cut. Senator Roger Marshall explained how this scam works.
What they did is now Obamacare is paying insurance scouts to go out there. All they need is a patient's birth date and their name, and they're turning them into Obamacare. And then the federal government is paying the entire premium.
Damn.
So the patients don't even know they're on Obamacare. 35% of the people on Obamacare never file a claim. That's too many. So I think that Obamacare.
Okay, I've never had a year on an insurance plan ever where I haven't filed a claim, ever. Those are fake. So you got a Somali scam going, but it's the insurance companies. Where's Luigi Mangione? No. He thought it was the CEO that was depriving young people. He didn't realize it was the Democrats. Now look at the fight going on at the Hill right now and you'll see the level of fraud with the Democrats. It's astonishing. They are fighting to continue paying the subsidies direct to the company so the company can continue the fraud. I think it's because they want to sneak the illegal immigrants in there and make you pay 100% for them. That's what I think. And this is why you only need a birth date and a name, no social security numbers. You got to get the illegals in there. And unfortunately, everybody else is using it, including the unscrupulous agents. But these people, so the government pays, it's a 35% fraud rate, they believe. Government pays the subsidy. Democrats want to keep direct pay between the government and the companies. Trump and the Republicans are saying, no, no, no. We want direct pay to the patient. It'll go in a secure account. They can't spend it for groceries. And they can buy their own insurance. Democrats are freaking out. They want the corporation to profit. But you Democrats had no idea this is going on. Yeah, my trolls. You guys, your leaders support corporate fraud. And to keep it going, Dr. Oz says, I could save you tens of billions, but Democrats are suing to keep the fraud.
The problem here is that you, the American taxpayer, are footing the bill for all of this fraud in the form of tax subsidies. Under President Trump and Secretary Kennedy, we are not sitting idly by. We've uncovered 4.4 million improper enrollments, including roughly 1.6 million individuals who were enrolled in both Medicaid and an Obamacare plan in 2024, which taxpayers, by the way, are footing the bill in both of these cases. You get double insurance. You're not paying for either. We've already started cleaning up the system by removing about 1 million people from Obamacare who are or should be covered somewhere else. This alone is going to save taxpayers billions in waste. In fact, the very first rule we announced in this administration was our marketplace integrity and affordability rule, which would have, and I'm listing it out, enforced common sense income verification checks, made sure people who were enrolled knew they were enrolled, and blocked illegal immigrants from accessing taxpayer-funded care. But here's the bonus of it all. Our rule would have lowered premiums across the board for Americans by an average of 5%. It's a lot of money. Now, we're on track, doing fine, until Blue Cities brought a politically motivated lawsuit against us, tying up this important rule in litigation.
Pro-fraud.
I want to applaud Congress for at least giving us some additional tools through the Working Families Tax Cut legislation that will enable us to bolster verification in future years. Meanwhile, we're continuing
Democrats
to fight every day
suing
to
keep the
problems.
The fraud. You can't make it up. By the way, my next phone call's on that. We'll take that in a minute. Gonna jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning at text line. Texter writes, my daughter used to work for the largest insurer in another state. She said they were in huge financial jeopardy because third parties had enrolled illegal aliens and they were in danger of losing that money. Yeah, we have a 35% Obamacare fraud right now. 35% Obamacare fraud rate. And that's because the Democrats did to Obamacare what they did everything else. We found out from Doge, they turned the fraud controls down to zero. When you look at that level of fraud, and they did it to hide the illegals is what they did. When you look at that level of fraud, honestly, could we be balancing our federal budget? Do we need to add a trillion dollars to the debt every like 4 months or so? Because I wonder if we do. Or is it just all being stolen? Serious question. Raymond in Greenville is on the line.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey.
Hey, hey. So these people, these public officials that are letting these criminals go. Mm-hmm. The solution I feel to it is you should lock them up for interfering with the laws, put them in a cell with these people, turn the lights off, turn the cameras off, and write a book about it 90 days later.
Well, look, I don't even think you have to go that far. I'd be willing to explore liability and culpability laws for judges and for other officials who let these people out. I'm assuming you're talking about Pritzker, right?
Yeah. Put them in a cell, lock them up with them, and see how much they like them.
I think they should be locked up in a cell. I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Put them in there with them. Put them in there with them. Let them sit there for 90 days. See how much they like them.
Well, they're defying federal law. I mean, you ignore those. You ignore those detainers. That's what you're doing. And again, when you look at this human tsunami, just to give you some, of an idea of what they're protecting, and it's hard to wrap your minds around it, Raymond. And thank you very much for your phone call. I mean, Governor Pritzker of Illinois has already released, despite ICE detainers, 1,700 criminal illegal aliens since Trump took office. Okay. 1,700, so people responsible for 5 homicides, 141 assaults, 23 burglaries, 4 robberies, 24 dangerous drug offenses, 15 weapons offenses, 10 sexual predatory offenses. Didn't care. He's a Democrat. Out they go. The scary part is there's another 4,015. This is just Illinois. This is the mess Joe Biden made. Another 4,015 illegal aliens in custody in Illinois that ICE has detainers on that are in danger of any moment they could be released if they make bond or if a judge releases them, okay? Now, ICE could pick them up. They don't need to wander among us, but that doesn't make Democrats happy. I just think Democrats are inherently evil. I think they are evil people. I think they revel in destruction and pain. I really do. There's no other way you could look at it at this point. So those 4,015 aliens that there are ICE detainers on right now, all they got to do is say, hey, we're going to let Jorge out. He's a two-time rapist, once in his own country, once here. Do you want to come pick him up? And ICE would love to come pick him up, but the Democrats won't do it. Listen to what these 4,015 aliens did. And they're going to go out the door the same under Pritzker. 1,134 assaults, 51 homicides, 107 burglaries, 36 robberies, 275 dangerous drug offenses, 120 weapons offenses, and a mere 813 sexual predatory offenses. I swear every sex pervert on earth is here. And one by one by one, they're going to be let out by Democrats. So when Democrats are whining and complaining and saying this is a shipwreck crew, these are just like some fishermen probably and like, you know, look, they're broke and they had to move to cocaine laced with the fentanyl or whatever, you know, and when what are they to do? We can't kill them. Understand what their level of tolerance is. Murder, rape, mayhem, they don't care. So you know what? Americans deserve everything they get if the Trump agenda ends because Democrats take control of Congress. You deserve it. You deserve to live like this. Go ahead and live like you're in a hellhole. That's what you get. Because they're going to stop all this funding. They're going to come after ICE like the hounds of hell. And by the way, you remember our old Judge Boasberg? Remember him? And he was well on his way to trying to put Tom Homan and Kristi Noem, head of Department of Homeland Security, in prison when a higher court stopped him. Yeah, well, he's back. He's finally based a long legal story, but he's finally basically got the case back. Listen to how absurd this is. He is saying he's going to appoint his own special prosecutor to prosecute Homan, Kristi Noem, and their underlings for deporting St. Kilmer, patron saint of white wife beaters and child traffickers everywhere. James Boasberg, the Chief Justice of the U.S. District Court in Washington, said Monday that it's premature to recommend criminal prosecution of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, but revealed that she gave the order to turn over St. Kilmer to Salvadorian authorities on the advice of administration lawyers. He wants to put them in prison, too. Now, this is crazy because the Supreme Court ruled he does not have the jurisdiction to do to even hear this case. But what he's saying is, well, okay, but that ruling was later. They defied me. I said, bring St. Kilmer back, and they didn't. In March, Boasberg granted a temporary restraining order to stop the Trump administration from deporting thousands of Venezuelan nationals believed to be members of Tren de Aragua. So remember, they got him on a plane. They flew him off. That made him mad. They were good Democrat voters. Yeah, they probably hurt, kill some people, rape some people, but I mean, they're Democrats, so who cares? So that's where they are. Listen to what he's saying. Judge Boasberg now says he finds probable cause to hold the Trump administration in criminal contempt for defying his order that, by the way, had no jurisdiction to give, but who cares? They're Democrats. To turn around the planes, defying his order to turn around the planes and carrying dangerous Venezuelan gang members that the Democrats desperately wanted back. So he is now threatening to appoint a special prosecutor to answer to him, a judicial fiefdom. That's cool. Have you ever seen that before? I haven't seen that before. To appoint a special prosecutor if the Trump administration won't prosecute, get this, Kristi Noem, Tom Homan, and the crew for criminal contempt. Either they prosecute him or Boasberg's gonna. Again, folks, this is what happens when you show weakness. We showed weakness for 9 months. We didn't fire much at anybody. We didn't come after the deep state much. They're not going to be happy till the whole Trump administration's in prison. Here we go. Listen to this, folks. Government was never supposed to do much. If you look at our Constitution, it was only supposed to do a very, very small number of things. Provide for the common defense, i.e. military. You know, maintain the roads that were shared and a few other little things. Trade disputes and stuff like that. So we didn't need an income tax. Because what government wasn't supposed to be doing much. We didn't have one till the last century. The founders, if you read the Federalist Papers, regarded income tax as slavery. They thought it was terrible. They didn't want that. And they didn't have it for a long time. And the states are modeled on that same system. Common defense, roads, no environmental department, no education department, none of these silly things. They're not constitutional at the national level, and they're certainly not constitutional at the state level. And yet now we're told if we want to be safe, screw you. Screw you. It's too expensive. We can't afford that. And if you get knifed in the neck on the light rail, well, anyone who talks about that's racist. Listen to this fool. The week we have another attack on the Charlotte light rail line, this is the Democrat sheriff of Mecklenburg County whining about having to put criminals in the jail.
A new state law named after a Ukrainian refugee fatally stabbed in a Charlotte train back in August took effect this month. Irina's law sets restrictions on cashless bail and pretrial release for repeat or violent offenders in North Carolina. Sheriff Gary McFadden, a Democrat, says it has increased the burden on overcrowded jails.
Poor baby.
House Bill 307 did not bring us any resources, and they did not bring any funding. And so when these lawmakers in Raleigh make these bills and Senate bills, the only thing that we are asking for them to do, to allow us to have a seat at the table and have a voice.
Oh, no, no, no. And understand, we're just talking about violent criminals here. We're not talking about all criminals. They want to let them out. Oh, give us a voice. Okay, I used to cover that jail. It's funded by who? The county of Mecklenburg and the taxpayers of Mecklenburg. They have the money. Pay the money. Cut something. I don't care what. Because public safety comes first. All right. On the text line, got to jam this in. As a former detention officer, I assume here, as a former detention officer, if you release the inmate with a hold on them, ICE hold, you are no longer employed with the county. That is the American culture. That's Republican culture. What a contrast, huh?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.